Off speaker, no?
Off speaker, yeah. And just leave it on. So, good evening. I hope everybody's well. Please join me with the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gadula Jaminha, Tati, Serura, Alabet Gimel Yudtat Tzadi, Kaberinat, Amcha Sagbeinu, Taharenu. Shufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yudkaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Nun Gimel Dalad Yudkaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditach Gimel Hasin Kadosh Birotucha Nael Adatach Petkuf Bet Tet Nunayan. And we meditate on the two letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, which created the constellation Shor, and the Vav, which created the planet Noga, Venus. Yachid Geye Lamcha Fine Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutav. And the last line we say silently in a whisper, but I'm going to say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. I'm now going to read a verse from the Zohar. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Patachi Amar Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira V'Gomer Adonai Ori V'Yishi Kevan Devar Nash Astakal Din Chora Dilela V'Kudsha Barichu Amhir Ale La Dachil Me'ila In V'Tata In Kaf Dalad Aleph V'Alayich Yizrach Adonai Ukvodo Alayich Yera'e Adonai Ma'oz Chaye Kevan Dekutcha Barichu Achid Be Dovarnash La Yistarfe Vahahu Lama Mikol Barechon Tedinin Of Hana Kecha Gavna Kevan De Achid Na De Abuch Uvach La Yistarfe Na V'chai alma uvalma achara. Rabbi Pinchas opens the discussion and said, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? A verse from Psalms chapter 27. Hashem is my light and my salvation, meaning, as soon as man has gazed on the supreme light, and the Holy One, blessed be He, has shone on him, he no longer has fear from anyone above or below. As it says, But Hashem shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. A verse from Isaiah chapter 60. Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Verse from Psalms chapter 27. That is, once the Holy One, blessed be He, gives support to man, he has no fear in that world from any prosecutor. And so am I. As soon as I cling to your Father and you, I have no fear in this world or the other world. The verse is talking about certainty. It's also very common for the Zohar to bring verses from the writings, either the prophets or Psalms or Proverbs, any one of the writings that don't make sense to the original verse that it's quoting. And then eventually it brings it together, and it's after the section is completed, you'll understand how these verses apply. But it's essentially saying, connect to Hashem, do the actions that are appropriate, that are good, and limit your actions that are negative. And then you really have nothing to fear in this world, because Hashem is only giving us goodness, and it's us who create the blockages. Before I start the class tonight, I want to talk about a couple of things. Next, I believe it's Monday, is the new month for Rosh Chodesh. It's Sunday night and Monday. It's the month of Sivan, and I'm not going to go into a lot of discussion about Sivan. The essence of Sivan is the month of the twins, of Gemini. And the essence of that is the duality between man and God, between our inner essence that wants to do negative and our inner essence that wants to do good. Either way, it can be conceived of as the twins. And our job in this life is to unify our connection to God and to unify our connection to ourselves, within ourselves. That's the energy of Sivan. The one thing I wanted to mention is that starting Sunday night, you'll change the verse of the month from the fifth verse to the sixth verse. And the letters of the month are Resh and Zion. And the two letters together spell the word secret, Raz. And one of the interesting aspects of the 72 names is there are two names. One is Resh Yud Yud, and the other is Yud Yud Zion. And when you put those two names together, you are essentially having Resh and Zion at the beginning and the end of the word, with four Yuds in the middle. Those four Yuds represent the four Yuds that are used in the spelling out of Hashem's name. There's a verse that relates to healing in the Torah. But the concept of four Yuds, Yud, 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 is about generating healing. Healing of physicality and healing of spirituality. And these two names together form the secret of this aspect of healing. And the month of Gemini has within it this aspect of healing, as well as all of the other secrets. Because when you are imbalanced is when you can reveal what is normally concealed. The other thing I want to talk to you about is 5 days later, on Thursday night and Friday, holiday of Shavuot, of Pentecost, of the revelation of the Torah, the giving of the Torah, the gift of the Torah. And the ritual is, to understand the Torah, it's something that rabbis don't talk about. But the Torah, the essence of the gift of the Torah is how to achieve immortality. Now, immortality, most people don't believe it will happen. Even if they do believe it will happen, they don't understand it. But we are not supposed to die. We are not supposed to have businesses that fail. We are not supposed to have relationships that fail. There should be no death in this world of any form. But Adam and Chava sinned, and that brought death into the world. And then when the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, 3,500 years ago, death was removed. But the manifestation of that removal takes 40 days.
Wow.
And Moses went up on the mountain for 40 days, and he told people, I'm going to be gone 40 days. But people miscounted, and on the 39th day and a half and three quarters of the day, they built the golden calf, which brought death back into the world. It's not that they did it, we did it, because we are the generation that was present at Mount Sinai. We are the generation that exists in the world. 39 days and three quarters. The essence of the message is every year on Shavuot, that same energy of the removal of death is available. The difference is it's not available forever. It's only available for a year. Or some people who interpret the writings of the Rabbi Isaac Luria say only until Rosh Hashanah, which is 4 months away. Now, what does it mean to have no death for 4 months or for a year? What do you have to do to achieve that? You have to connect to the energy of Shavuot. The rituals as performed by the religious community parody the Kabbalistic rituals. What do? They stay up all night. But the essence is you have to stay up all night and study from Kabbalistic items. Yes, you need to read parts of the Torah. Certain parts of the Torah. Actually, the first three verses and the last three verses of every portion of the week. And certain portions, you read more of them than that. But the easiest way for you all to do this is to go to a synagogue where they are doing this ritual. And then once they are finished with that reading, the religious communities teach various subjects, sometimes Kabbalah, sometimes not. I suggest that you go to a place where they're teaching Kabbalah. But in either case, by staying up all night that night and listening to the Torah the way I've just described it, is going to connect you to the removal of death for a period of 4 months or for the whole year. Now, what is it worth sacrificing a night's sleep to remove death? I think
think it is, that's why I do it. As I always caution you, never believe a word I say, but please try the rituals, try the tools. And this is one of the biggest tools that we have. It's not available any other night. It must be done that night, that Thursday night and Friday.
What's the date?
Today is what, the 19th? Be the 29th. So it'd be the night of the 28th and the day of the 29th. And that Friday leads into Shabbat, which is the second day of the holiday. But it's not the same energy, so it's not about staying up that second night. It's just that first night going into Thursday night to Friday. And I would make arrangements, check out all the various synagogues. They will all have some type of program for Shavuot. And they generally are not well attended because there's so much energy. The Satan makes everybody busy and doing other things. I can only teach you about the tools. It's up to you to connect to them. Now, to start the class for tonight.
The more you become aware of these things, only one foot people, you are able to practice the person, it is more important. It demands more about you. And you know, that has been my experience. Like,
it's not that it demands more of you. There's a certain amount of cleansing and consciousness changing that someone must do to achieve their tikkun. And that can be spread out over lifetimes. And you'll receive pain and suffering, but over those lifetimes, it's spread out. Or you can shorten the process by studying Kabbalah and using the tools of Kabbalah. And so it seems intense because it's the same amount of cleansing in a shorter period of time. It's in one lifetime, not in the hundreds.
One time, we taught us that we must study those individuals who died on our person to see the people when you needed to rest. My father died on my birthday.
Well, but I don't think your father is a Sadiq.
Oh, no, what I meant is that he got upset that day and ripped the gallbladder.
Oh, so, Shalom. I understand.
It's like one of the things.
Well, what, the whole issue, the gallbladder has to deal with the dust of anger.
Anger.
So it tells you an aspect of it. Leo's have the issues.
My father was a Leo. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Leos have the issue of anger. Many people have the issue of anger, but Leos and more. They will tend to get angry more easily than other people.
You didn't know that. You didn't know my father was Leo.
No, I didn't know. But it's all connected. So, I just handed out again the picture of the Esther Sephiroth with 10 Sephiroth. And we are in the fifth lecture. I hate to call it a lecture.
Third lecture.
No, it's the fifth lecture on the four phases. It's the fifth lecture. Let's not argue about it. Yes. And if you tell me which ones you missed, I'll send it to you. But the four phases, and we are talking about, right now we've transformed into the third phase. But as I do with each of these classes, I have to remind you of two things. One, we are describing metaphysical concepts. describing spiritual concepts. And we are using physical words. It is very important that we understand that we are not describing physical things with these descriptions. We are describing spiritual things. We're looking at a couch. The essence of a couch is to allow a human being to sit and be comfortable. That's the purpose of a couch. But in a spiritual world, there is a thing called a couch. But it is not, and it's doing the same thing for the entities that live in that spiritual world. It's providing a place for them to be comfortable. It's called a couch in that world as well as in our world. But they're not the same things. Their essence is the same. That's what's called the language of branches. Everything has a root. Every description, every word has a root in the spiritual worlds. And as that root flows down into the next lower world, it becomes a branch. Everything in our physical world has a root in the spiritual world above it, and a root in the spiritual world above it, and a root in the spiritual world above it, and ultimately in the highest spiritual world. Rabbi Ashlag and the other Kabbalists refer to this as the language of branches. So we are using physical terms, physical words, describing physical things, but we are talking about spiritual concepts. The other things that I want to mention or to review is actually to talk about phase one is a vessel that has a conversation with the light. The light says, I want to be revealed. And at that instant, remember there's no time at this world of creation. The light has a thought, I want to be revealed. The light says, at that instant, the vessel is created. Its purpose is to reveal the light. The vessel is fulfilled by the light, but not because it has a desire, and not because the light has a desire to be revealed. That's not desire as we understand it. Desire as we understand it cannot be understood until we reach the fourth phase. The light wants to be revealed, not a desire. It says to the vessel, please reveal me. The vessel says, okay. There's no effort on my part. I sit on a table like a coffee cup, and I receive the light called coffee fulfilling me. This is called phase one. This is called Chochmah. It's also an aspect of the Keter. But for normal purposes in this discussion, the Keter is light. It's the coffee being filling the cup. It's not a vessel unto itself. Coffee is a vessel. It's part of the physical world. But it's acting as the fulfillment. In Chochmah, which is the intuition, phase one, when I say the intuition, I'm talking about our intuition. Phase one is everything is known. Everything is fulfilled. That's what our intuition is. You want to know what the future is going to bring? You want to know if this woman or that man is for you? You want to know, should I buy this car? Shouldn't I buy this car? Am I going to lose my job? God, Chas v'Shalom, is everything going to be fine? As I've said before, understand one very simple rule. In Judaism, we don't talk about the future because we know what the future will bring. The future is a return to the endless fulfillment of the Ein Sof world, the endless world. The only question is whether that process is long or short. Our actions determine the length of that process. But ultimately, every human being and every atom of every person in our physical world will return to the endless world and be fulfilled. The light says to Chachma, to phase one, I want to be revealed. And phase one says, okay. Then phase one becomes phase two. How does it become phase two? It's the same vessel, but it's not called the same thing. So when you call something different in Hebrew and in Kabbalah, when you say this is something called something else, it's not the same thing. There are no two words in Hebrew that mean the same thing, like in English or in Spanish or in other languages. They're called synonyms. One word that means the same thing. No. Every word has a different essence, a different understanding, a different meaning. Phase one means the light wants to be revealed, the vessel reveals it. What happens in phase one is the attribute of the light is taken on by the vessel, just like the coffee warms up the cup. When the attribute of the light, which is sharing, is taken on by the vessel, the consciousness of the vessel becomes, I want to share. That's phase two. It's not phase one. Phase one is, okay, I'll reveal you. Phase two is, I want to be revealed. Now, what happens when the consciousness of the vessel, which is receiving, impacts the consciousness of fulfillment, which is sharing? It's lessened. It's not the same intensity. That's how phase two becomes phase three. Now, if you look at the chart, phase three consists of the six spherot. They're called Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And you'll see on the words on the right, frequently it'll say Z period A period. Or the left, the same thing. Though Z period A period stands for Zeron Pin, which is the Aramaic word for small face. Just as we said there are six spherot in phase three, they are all really one spherot called Zeron Pin. They are the Vav of the Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke. They are the channel flowing down as well as flowing up. Because channels can go in either direction. Phase three, which is what we're talking about tonight, phase three is this consciousness of vessel. When phase two said, I want to share, it has the ability to create a vessel that wants what it has to share. A baby wants its mother's milk. But is that really what it wants? It wants all of the fulfillment that its life has to give it. But it doesn't know that that's what it wants. It knows that it wants its mother's milk when it's hungry. It wants it the warmth, it wants the affection, it wants all of those things that we call love between a mother and a child. But ultimately, that is not its purpose. It cannot remain wanting that, desiring that. It must grow up. It must grow to become an adult. Phase three is called darkness relative to phase two. Darkness relative to phase two. Phase two is a vessel that says, I want to share. I is a vessel. Sharing is the light. It created six vessels, really five vessels that wanted it, what it had to share. What does it have to share? It has to share something that is not totally complete. Because it's a vessel, it's not the light. And therefore, it cannot be complete. Because what is a vessel without its fulfillment? Emptiness.
It's not totally complete.
It's not totally complete. A vessel without fulfillment is lacking. It's not complete. A vessel that wants, that is created to want what the vessel can share, is going to be missing something. That is Zeron Pin, the small face. Why is it called face? Because it's complete in the fact that it has the six. But it's small in the fact that it's not fulfilled totally. One of the confusing aspects of this study is in Zeron Pin you have these five called Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Five is all I've mentioned. You have these five. And these five represent Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut in a small, diminished way. One of the purposes of the Sfirot is to take the infinity energy that we call the light and bring it to a level that it can be held within something that is finite. Something infinite cannot fit within a vessel that is finite. Our physical world is limited. It's finite. How can the light of God exist in a finite world, in a limited world? How can the light, which is unlimited, fit into a limited space, a limited place, a limited vessel? But the light wants to be revealed, so it needed to create a process of allowing itself to be diminished, limited, so that it could be revealed within a finite place, a limited vessel. That's called transformation. Just like an electric power station that takes, I don't know how many millions of volts of power and transforms it down to what the point where it reaches my house that it has 440 volts. And then from the when it comes into my house, it gets comes down to 220 volts. And then when it comes to actually gets used in the electric socket, it's been transformed down to 110 volts. This transformation is what we're talking about in Zeron Pin. So the same five stages, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut, have been given different names. They are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. What's the relationship? In Hebrew, the same thing cannot have the same name. I mean, two names cannot have be the same thing. So Chesed is related to Keter, but in a reduced level. Gevurah is related to Chochma, but on a reduced level. Tiferet is related to Zeron Pin, excuse me, Bina, on a reduced level. Zeron Pin is related to Netzach, but on a reduced level. And Hod is related to Malchut on a reduced level. These five vessels were created by the vessel, phase two, to want what it has to share. What it has to share is not all of the light, but only part of the light. So what these vessels want are ends, they're called the six ends, and we haven't talked about Yesod yet, but they're called the six ends because they're all united and they're all separate and they're all not complete because they don't truly desire the original light. They desire in some aspect, they desire the vessel's light, what the vessel has to share. Phase three, now we've talked about, I've just mentioned these Sephirot, but phase three is Zeron Pin. I'm not going to talk in detail about these Sephirot until later, but I want you to have the understanding of how this is a transformer from a larger intensity of light to a small, lesser intensity of light. Phase three is darkness. Another way of saying phase three is darkness is we look out in space. Space is dark. Why is it dark? There's no light, but that's not true. The sun is shining its light on the world all the time. That light that comes from the sun to the earth flows through that darkness we call space. Why don't we see it as light? It comes to teach us something called restriction. So, but I don't want to go into restriction other than to just mention it. But that space, that darkness, is filled with light. But there's no vessel to hold the light. There's no vessel to reveal the light. This is phase three. It's a channel. It's not a vessel. What's the difference between a channel and a vessel? I have a cup of coffee, or I have a pipe of coffee. Now, we don't think in terms of a pipe of coffee, so let's change it to be water. I have a pipe of water. It flows from the reservoir to my house. I can fill that, use that pipe to fill how many number of glasses of water? Is there any end to a pipe, to what fills a pipe? What comes out of one end of the pipe comes in the top end as long as there's something flowing, as long as there's something to fill it. Phase three is a pipe. It's the Vav of the Yudke Vavke. It is not limited, but it's not a vessel. So all of the light comes through the pipe, but I can't see it. I can't touch it. I can't use it. It's not in a way that I can make use of it. So relative to phase two, it's less than what fulfilled phase two. What fulfilled phase two was the desire to share. Not desire, but the consciousness of sharing. That's what created phase two, made it a vessel. I want to share. Phase three is, I want what the vessel has to share, which is less than the light, less than the total. The total is there, but the vessel doesn't want it, and therefore it's not revealed. Therefore, phase three is less its darkness relative to phase two. And now we have a simple truth. Phase one, I want to be revealed. The light says to the vessel. The vessel says, okay. Phase one becomes phase two. I want to share. Phase three becomes darkness. And now the creation of phase four takes place. Phase four is the recognition that I want something. I lack what I had before. I'm a fool. Doesn't really say I'm a fool, but in practice, I had it all. Why do I need to go through this process of saying, I want to share? Forget that crap. I want it all. I want what I had. I want what I've lost. Desire cannot be created unless you know what you want. And the only way you can know what you want is to have lost it before. We are all created as a desire to receive. A desire to receive has passion. A desire to receive knows what it had, knows it's lost it, and wants it back, and will do anything to get it back. Don't we do want to do anything for that woman that we love, for that man that we care for? Don't we want to do anything for the big job and the high prestige? Where is all of that coming from? We had it. and we lost it. Now I want it back. That's phase four. That's malchut. But I'm 18 years old, and I've never worked before, and I've never been in love before. How do I know that this person is what I want? How do I know that I'm lacking something? I can't be that I see my parents. It can't be that I see my friends. They have something that I don't have, and I can see it outside of me. But the real consciousness is I lost it. I had it in the endless world, and I've lost it.
That's how we feel.
That's exactly how we feel. That is malchut. That is the physical world. That is gravity that says everything in the universe come to me. I want it all.
And it was mine at one point. And why am I...
The only reason you want it is because you knew you lost it. The recognition that I lost it, that I once had it, that I no longer have it, that recognition is phase four. The creation process must go through these four phases. Everything you create in your life must go through these four phases. Sometimes you'll be in phase one. Light, you want to be revealed? Honey, you want cottage cheese? Yeah, no problem, I'll go get it. Sometimes you'll be, I really want to share, what do you want? Sometimes you'll be in the darkness, that is phase three. And sometimes you'll have that yearning that cannot be fulfilled with anything but fulfillment of the original full intensity life. Knowing phase four, knowing the four phases, is the greatest tool the Kabbalists have given us. It is a tool to understand everything else in creation. Where is it in the four phases? How do I relate to that? What is my true desire? My true desire is for the light. It's not for money. It's not for prestige. It's not for sex. It's my true delight. I want it all because the light has it all. But we're only part of the vessel in the end, so. We have an ego that gets created in phase two as part of being in this world. Our job in this world is to reveal our light, the light that is our share to reveal. Knowing that that's what I'm here to do helps me understand what's going on in my life. Over time, and over hearing these tapes over and over again, you'll get to the point where you can see something, a tree, an animal, and you'll say, where are they in the four phases? This is all what Rabbi teaches in his book. Rabbi Ashlag teaches in his book, Esther Sefirot, which is a restructuring of the writings of the Ari, and then the commentary and explanation, so he brings it even down to our level of the layman. And that's the deepest study of Kabbalah. But it's the deepest study, but it's the most useful study. It's esoteric, talking about metaphysical items, metaphysical concepts, spiritual worlds and laws, but it applies in my life today. When I was 20 years old, I wanted something. I'm 60 years old. Do I want the same thing? Well, some of it I've had fulfillment. Some of it I've revealed that light. It's already here with me. I don't feel that lack anymore. I don't have that desire anymore. But what do I have a desire for? I have a desire for everything that is mine to reveal that I have not yet revealed. There are people who want money, want prestige in this life. Are they wrong? I just said, we don't want that as the ultimate. It's not that they're wrong, they're in phase three. They're wanting something that is not complete, but they don't know it yet. And it's okay. It's part of the process. It's what we have to do. Grow through the process. Zerampin is called small face because ultimately its purpose is not the pipe. Its purpose is fulfillment of the vessel with the totality. And we had to lose it in order to know that we wanted it, in order to yearn for it. We have covered the four phases. It's the beginning. We can continue with classes, and we probably will with the sixth spherot of Zerampin. We will study and discuss the letters and how they relate to the connections, the channels between. But everything starts and is complete with the understanding of the four phases. Because even the vessels, called letters, went through the four phases. Their aspect, they were created to help us change. That's why scanning the Zohar, scanning the Hebrew letters in other books, in the Torah, helps us change. They were created for that purpose. But they went through the four phases. Sometimes the letters are in phase one, sometimes in phase two, sometimes in phase three, sometimes in phase four. We need to know where they are in order to utilize them for the best result. They are tools. We need to learn the four phases as it applies to us, and it applies to everything around us. That's the rest of our lifetime study of Kabbalah. Are there any questions?
I just want to make sure I got it right. Okay, the light, and then Chokmah is first, the Chokmah of intuition.
Patricia, let's do it two ways. Okay. Phase one is
the light
speaking to the vessel is part of phase one. But it's not part of phase one. That's the concept of a crown, being outside the body and inside, and sitting on top of the head. The light says to the vessel, I want to be revealed. The vessel says, okay. The vessel is fulfilled. It has no lack. It has no desire, but it has no lack. It's a coffee cup filled with coffee. The cup is the vessel, the coffee is the light. Phase one. Phase two is the consciousness of receiving that is the essence of the light. Let me rephrase that. The consciousness, phase Phase one is a vessel. It's not a complete vessel, but it's a vessel. It has the consciousness of receiving, but because it's fulfilled, that consciousness is sublimated. It doesn't feel a lack. There's no reason for it to move. Phase two is the essence of the light fulfilled the vessel in phase one and caused the vessel to take on its essence. The essence of the lot of the light is sharing. Phase two is the consciousness of vessel, I, and the consciousness of light share in unity. I want to share. At that instant, the five vessels, the six vessels of Zeronpin are created. But they don't want the full light. They only want what the vessel can share.
What the second vessel can share.
What the phase two can share. They were created to reveal what phase two can share. Phase two is not God. It's not the light. It's something less. By virtue of a consciousness of a vessel, it must be less. Phase three then is darkness. But phase three doesn't know that until it wakes up and says, hey, I had the light. I lost it. I want it back. That's phase four.
I'm not clear. I'm not trying to debate with my mom, but why is this? Why does I want to share through phase three? Clone, literally, like again, Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina into the small phase.
It's part of the overall plan, because there must be a way of transforming infinity into finite. What is what is infinite? The light is infinite. What is infinite? How can infinite be in finite? It's a paradox. We don't understand it. But it's part of the plan. And the plan is to transform infinity to an intensity level that allows it to be finite.
That is the final plan, to transform.
To transform. It's an aspect of the plan. Right. The final plan is to be revealed. But in order to be truly revealed, one must have true desire.
To recover what?
Because without true desire, there is no circuit between the light and the vessel.
What is the transformer?
The transformer is phase three. It's the darkness. Because the vessel is saying, give me what the vessel, phase two, can share.
Only what the vessel can share.
And I'm not really worried about
the
rest of it. I don't even know that I'm lacking anything.
That's even in our spirituality. Oh, don't give me the infinite. Don't give me the God. I don't want to know about the Bible. Just give me, you know, what you have to share.
Right. It's faith.
Not caring about
exactly.
Darkness. That's darkness.
All four phases are repeated over and over within our life. In everything. It is the most beautiful teaching that I have ever experienced. When you truly begin to understand it, it's amazing.
I love it. Thank you. It's a beautiful thought.
If you want to ask a question on the phone, star 6 will unmute your call. If not, Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen v'amen. Good night, all.